Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the fruit of the Spirit. When we get born again, we get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And now we are supposed to bring forth fruit as we walk in the Spirit, by the Spirit, according to the Word of God. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Well, we've talked about love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, which is an act of kindness, goodness, doing the good works of God, good and beneficial in effect. And we just concluded talking on the subject of the fruit of faithfulness. And today we're going to talk about the fruit of meekness in your life. When we talk about meekness, meekness is a strong word in the Greek that shows forth strength and gentleness and mildness combined. When we look at meekness, it is talking about you being strong, being gentle and mild, yet being divinely disciplined. And having a total yieldedness, a submission, a teachableness, a dependence upon the Lord. It is someone who is guidable, not someone who is self-assertive or self-righteous or just self-motivated. Instead, they're motivated by the Lord. They're not following their own self-interest, but instead they're totally yielded and adaptable unto the Lord. If you're meek, that doesn't mean you're some spineless nothing that you get run over by the devil or a people. No, you're strong. It refers to a right attitude, an attitude that promotes victory, and it shows forth a disciplined spirit where you will do what God wants you to do. And meekness requires divine discipline in your life. In Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, "Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth." He was very meek. Moses was strong. He wasn't some pushover. He was strong. He was able to deal with and straighten out the rebellious Israelites. At the same time, yet, he was gentle. He was loving. He was disciplined. He had his eyes on what God wanted him to do, dependence on him, and he would intercede before God for the people. Meekness is not weakness, but it is strength. In Exodus 32:32, this is when he was interceding. He said, "Now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written." Otherwise, he had an attitude that would promote victory. He was strong, he was gentle, and he was going to stand there in the gap and be yielded and submissive and dependent upon the Lord to see the intercession come forth for the people to be spared. In John chapter 3, in verse 30, the Bible says, "He must increase, but I must decrease." This is important to realize because the opposite of meekness is pride. If we are full of pride, we are self-righteous, self-assertive, thinking about ourselves, I'm doing everything myself, the big I, that shows a lack of meekness. And if we have meekness, then we are going to allow ourselves to decrease and let Him increase in our life, praise God. Meekness is a total submission to, a yieldedness in obedience and dependence upon the Lord. This is what God is wanting to see in our life. If you develop this fruit of meekness in you, you'll be divinely disciplined, and you won't tolerate any kind of negative thoughts of anger and pride and any kind of wrong attitudes. You will show forth a divine discipline, yieldedness, submission, obedience unto the Lord. Praise God. Jesus, of course, was meek. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, the Bible says, "Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus was meek and lowly in heart. This showed forth the fact that he had a strength, yet a gentle and a mildness about him. He was one who, of course, was submitted unto the Lord, and he wanted us to walk in that same way. In Matthew 21, verse 5, the Bible says, "Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass." the King came. And how did he come? He come as the meek one. Meekness is the attitudes of kings who are going to rule. Meekness is the opposite of self-assertiveness or self-interest. It's an attitude in which you're not elated with pride. Instead, you are going to be yielded unto the Lord. Those that are meek, that have conquered self, and they have chosen to totally yield and commit to walk in God's ways. In Psalms 18, verse 35, Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. This particular word for gentleness is the Hebrew word that's translated meekness in other places. Thy meekness has made me great. God wants us to have a meekness about us. In Psalms 22, verse 26, regarding the promises of God in relation to receiving from the Lord. In Psalms 22, verse 26, it says, The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Your heart shall live forever. The meek are going to eat and be satisfied. They're going to be content. They're not going to get upset. They're divinely disciplined. They're yielded. They're adaptable. They are content in every situation. God wants us to be content in all things. That shows the fruit of meekness in your life. In Psalms 25, verse 9, The meek will he guide in judgment. We mentioned to you that a person who has meekness is guidable. He is teachable. He is yielding and adaptable. The meek will he guide in judgment. If you want to be taught in his way and be able to judge things the way he wants, you've got to be meek. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. He will teach you, he will guide you, and he will show you the right way. This is a requirement if you're going to see God do this in your life. Another scripture over in Psalms 37, verse 11. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. I'll tell you, when you are meek, you're going to be strong. You're going to be adaptable to the Lord. You're going to be able to go and possess your land. And you are going to delight yourself in the abundance of peace because you're going to walk in God's ways. Praise God. You know, in Matthew 5:5, it talks about, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek are going to be strong, and they're going to go in and possess the promises of God in their life. In Psalms 45, verse 4, In thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. How are we going to ride prosperously? Because of truth and meekness and righteousness, because of the word of God, and because we are upright and right before God, walking in his righteous ways, having been cleansed from all unrighteousness, and also because we are meek. Because you are meek, you will ride prosperous. It's tied into the prosperity of God in your life. In Psalm 76, verse 6, At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight? When thou art once angry, thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. When God arose in judgment to save all the meek of the earth, what does God do? He's going to judge those that aren't going to walk in the ways of righteousness, but he's going to save all of the earth. God, of all of the meek of the earth, he wants you to be meek. He notices the meek. His eyes are seeing those that have developed a divine discipline, a yieldedness, a dependence upon, a teachableness, a guidableness upon the Lord. Praise God. In Psalms 147, verse 6, the Bible says, The Lord lifted up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. What's the Lord do? He lifts up the meek. Praise God. He'll lift you up. He will strengthen you in time of any kind of trouble or pressure that comes against you. Psalms 149, verse 4. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. He takes pleasure in us, and he beautifies the meek, the teachable, the adaptable, those that have been dependent upon the Lord, yet they're strong in him, yet they're gentle and mild, and they're content walking with God. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Otherwise, God's going to bring his salvation, his healing, his deliverance, his victory, his preservation, his prosperity in your life. Praise God. I'll tell you, the Lord is wonderful. There's a scripture over in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4, where he reproves with equity for the meek of the earth. God will stand up and make things right because of the meek of the earth. He'll stand up and see that things are done equitably on your behalf because of the meek of the earth. And Isaiah chapter 29, verse 19, the Bible says, "The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel." The meek are going to increase their joy. Meek are going to increase their joy. Why? Because they have a right attitude. They have a right attitude developed at all times. They're not thinking about self. They're not self-assertive. They're not self-absorbed. They have totally yielded themselves and depended them upon the Lord. They're going to increase their joy in the Lord in whatever situation comes because they're not thinking upon self or focusing on self. Zephaniah 2:3, "Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger." You seek the Lord, all the meek of the earth, and if you do that, then he's going to protect you. He's going to keep you from the time of the judgment. Praise God. God wants a right attitude towards him and towards his word. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Preach good tidings unto the meek. The meek are the ones that are teachable, that are adaptable, that are yielding unto the Lord. Those that are going to be strong yet gentle. They've denied self. And so this is important that you need this kind of a right attitude when you receive the Word of God. And so here he says that he's going to preach the good tidings unto the meek. Praise God. That shows a right attitude towards the Word of God. In fact, James 1:21 says that when we receive the Word, we receive with meekness the engrafted Word which is able to save our souls. That's the attitude of being teachable and receptive. We receive with meekness the engrafted or implanted Word which is going to save our souls. Maintain a meek attitude before God, dependent, submitted on Him, and let Him minister His Word unto you. In Matthew 11:29, "Take my yoke upon me, learn of me, I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." With a meek attitude, there will be rest and peace unto your soul. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.